Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
There's an old-timey saying.
Yeah. What is it?
It's a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Yeah. Better to have one than none.
Yeah.
Which I think directly applies to what you discovered. I walked right past it this morning when we entered the building this morning.
To be honest.
To begin the Morning Scramble.
I walked by it too. But when I doubled back, I went to go get a phone. We were going to do a quick little video this morning.
Yeah.
And I saw it out the window and I was like, what? What is that?
Well, if you go to the Z102.9 Instagram page, you can see that video because we went outside to investigate this new saying, chocolate cake in the drift is better than two in the bush.
Something like that. There's a phrase.
Two in the case, maybe?
Maybe it's just finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Because we found cake.
We found chocolate cake, untouched, sealed, sitting in a snowbank outside the back door of the radio station this morning.
I mean, we should check and see if it's frozen.
No, it's probably perfectly refrigerated.
This is the perfect temperature.
I'm guessing, I mean, temperatures were right around freezing. So it could be a little solid or, I don't know, does it have enough moisture in it that it won't be rock hard?
This cake looks like it's got enough moisture
in it. It does. Uh-huh. It's like four layers, uh-huh, and alternating layers between cake and fluffy frosting.
Fluffy, fluffy, delicious, mm-hmm, chocolate frosting. It looks like a perfect slice.
Now, I'm a big believer in this, the traditions of the Christmas season. Is there a tradition where a person leaves a slice of chocolate, okay, cake at a back door?
We are just talking about traditions. I was talking to the Weekenders, Kate and Morgan.
Yes.
And we were talking about the hiding the pickle in your tree.
Yeah.
Like, that's a tradition that some families do and some families don't. And
Elf on a Shelf, cake on a drift?
Yes. Elf on a Shelf is a new one. Cake on a drift.
Cake on a drift.
Cake on a drift. Brand new. Just happened.
I'm wondering if tomorrow morning it might be on that drift across the street or at a drift at my house.
We just have to wait and watch the magic happen. Will the cake move?
And for the next 22 days, we cannot have the cake. You just have to watch it in different cake situations.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're not going to eat the cake for 22 days.
You have to watch the Elf on the Shelf move around, don't you?
Yes.
Every morning?
But I want cake.
I do too. But I'm also a little suspicious.
Also, I'm scared to eat the cake. I want the cake. I don't want the cake. It's very, I don't know. Would you eat a piece of food that is perfectly fine that you found in a snowbank?
I don't know. The other feeling, and you'll see this in the video, is I also thought it could have been a trap, right?
Yep.
Because how do you get a creature to walk into a snare?
Not a creature, an Eric.
Well, me.
Specifically one Eric.
If you want to capture a rabbit, according to cartoons, you put a stick,
yep,
and a box and then a carrot.
But I didn't see any
you
stick.
Pull the stick away.
I didn't see any strings attached to the cake.
Yeah, I looked up when I grabbed that cake to see if something was good. I didn't think about looking down. Could have got me.
You didn't step on the right part.
Could have been a pitfall.
Dang it.
Could have gone under the radio station. Well, welcome to the newest Morning Scramble holiday tradition, cake on a drift.
Cake on a drift.
Yeah.
We'll see where this tradition takes us. What a rich tradition to be a part of.
We may celebrate it tomorrow. It may be one and done. We don't know.
I hope it wasn't a one day only. Aw, man. I enjoyed celebrating cake on a drift. And listen, when we get to drinking a little bit, sometimes the choices we make are not the best.
Inhibitions go down.
Yes.
Bravery goes up.
You're not your best self in that moment.
Oftentimes.
And mistakes get made. And that is exactly what happened to a male raccoon in Ashland, Virginia.
Wait.
What?
He was drinking?
Well, the raccoon got somehow. We don't know exactly how, but the raccoon got into the liquor store last Friday. Then he kind of knocked some bottles off a shelf. When those bottles shattered on the floor, he got to drink it. He had some gin. He had some whiskey.
This is great.
And he imbibed. He got a little too drunk. And the employees the next morning found him passed out on the bathroom floor. as one does when you go on
Everything
a bender.
Everything about that story, you're going to replace the word raccoon with Eric.
I know. Eric, Florida man, it's all there. Like...
Just, Claire.
Claire. Sure, you found her on the floor of the men's bathroom. But that's what happens after you go on a night of drinking, like, you know, gin, whiskey. That's a hard night.
Was it curled up in a little fetal raccoon ball?
It says sprawled out. Sprawled out on the bathroom
probably,
floor.
And I have to presume that the animal kingdom, they don't know that sensation. He doesn't know what's going on. He's just wandering around.
No clue.
And probably just went, I gotta take a nap.
It was probably the easiest takedown animal control in Ashland, Virginia has ever had. Because they call them and they're like, yep, this is a drunk raccoon. Pick him up, take him to the animal shelter, let him sleep it off.
You don't need nets.
Nope.
You don't need traps. Just put out liquor.
Well, he's breathing, so we can tell he's still alive, but oh my.
Do you have
my.
His BAC?
I don't. They should have taken it. They should have taken the little raccoon's blood alcohol level.
Maybe the vet checked out. They might have that information.
I hope somebody has it somewhere.
That'd be great.
They said zero signs of injury other than a hangover. That was the biggest injury to this.
The next morning, he's like, oh, my raccoon head.
Oh, my head.
Oh, what happened?
But they released him back into the wild, and he's fine. Maybe a new appetite for alcohol.
I don't know if he want to. He's going to tell his raccoon friends. If I was that liquor store, I'd watch out this weekend. You're going to have three.
If you get more raccoons imbibing.
There's one, there's three. And there's three. They just like one of those teen movies.
Yep.
All of a sudden, somebody's parents are out of town and the entire high school shows up.
And peer pressure. And they all started drinking.
Raccoon high school shows up. Gets drunk at your house.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I have news.
What is your news?
No news. I have no news regarding the marching band job. Just wanted to let... I'm getting a lot of questions now that the season...
The news is there's no news?
There's no news on the marching band
I'm
job.
I'm getting a lot of questions about it, too.
Right now, there's no news.
Okay.
Okay? When I have news, I'll give you news.
Okay.
However, you and I have an MC gig, an announcing gig that we never told anybody about.
What is it? Wait, Eric, before you announce it to the world.
No.
Whisper it to me.
Okay. You and I are the voice of the pop series with Orchestra Iowa.
Oh, yeah, that gig.
Yeah. So before the ballet starts on Saturday, we just ask that you listen for us. We just recorded the welcome for the Nutcracker. So if you're in attendance coming up this weekend, you're going to hear us talk about that show and the upcoming shows. And they've got a lot of great stuff coming up with Orchestra Iowa. And yeah, so I just finished that and sent it off this morning. So the voice of Orchestra Iowa.
Please listen out for us, okay?
Listen out. Start by turning off your cell phones and electronic devices, which you say masterfully, by the way.
Preemptively do it, and then you don't have to worry about what I say. Yeah. Just do it ahead of time.
But then focus on what we're talking about.
Please.
Yes.
Give it a listen.
It's fun. We're having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Are you ready for open mic night?
I am going to do my best.
Okay.
I think I told you about a book series that my daughter was reading about the school that was built up.
Yes.
Wayside School is Falling Down.
Yeah, I think it's a horrible children's book title.
Okay, well, adjacent to that school district is a different school district where just all the teachers are crazy. Like, Mrs. Cooney is loony, and Miss Suki is kooky. Like, all the teachers are a little bit nuts.
Mrs. Shookup, lock her up.
Yeah.
Whoa. Sookup.
Sookup, yes.
Lock her up.
Yes.
Got it.
She's currently reading Mrs. Bacon is Fakin'.
All right.
Okay. But there's something in the book that has a bunch of jokes. So
yeah.
Cora just keeps telling me these like elementary school jokes. And I think they're actually pretty good. But the thing about me is I am terrible at jokes. So I'm going to do my best to do them for you. Okay.
You're going to be great.
Okay.
Please welcome to the stage your headliner for today. You've seen her on Showtime with the Apollo. You've seen her on Comedy Central. You've seen her on Caroline's. Ladies and gentlemen, Claire.
How we doing? Okay, let's get these jokes on the road. Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Little old lady.
Little old lady who?
I didn't know you could yodel. Ayo! Ayo! Oh, they like that one. They like, you like that? You're gonna love this. Hey, audience.
What?
How do you fix a broken tuba?
I don't know. How do you fix a broken tuba?
Tuba glue. You gotta get a tuba glue. That's all I have.
That was your headliner, everybody. That was Claire.
I'll see myself out.
Waterloo as a new mayor.
Time for the
runoff yesterday. Waterloo City Councilman Dave Bozen has been elected as the new mayor of Waterloo, beating incumbent Mayor Quentin Hart in a runoff election. Bozen taking over 54% of the vote, Hart 45%. Bozen had been a Waterloo firefighter, served on many community boards and commissions, currently a city council member. Hart had been the mayor for 5 terms. He would have been the longest serving mayor in Waterloo history if he had been reelected.
Wow.
So I'm presuming that doesn't take effect until January, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have inauguration day for mayors? You swear
them
in.
You have to swear them in. So yeah, I'm sure there is.
I think they start on
like
January 1st,
but
like there's not a parade.
No,
you don't get a flyover.
There's no military.
Did you put your
guard.
Hand on a Bible?
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
I would think.
Or are you just like, this is your office? Is it more like that?
Or is it just walk you through? No, there's got to be an official.
Is there onboarding?
Meeting.
Yes.
And there's a Bible.
Because every community is a little bit different. Iowa City, for example, they just pick one among the city council members. You don't even vote for the mayor
in
Iowa City.
Like nose goes.
Exactly.
That's rough.
Yeah. Or whoever wasn't at the meeting is now the mayor of Iowa City.
Oh, I guess you're the mayor.
Waterloo, clearly the community votes.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly when Mayor Bozen takes, maybe he'll be a guy's like, just call me Dave.
Just please.
Please, please. In the first time in the history of this radio program, Christmas shorts. This week, the city of Cedar Rapids issued a special proclamation declaring every Saturday in December, Shop Small Saturday in Cedar Rapids.
Yes, I love this idea.
Based on my math, that gives us 3 Shop Local Saturdays before Christmas.
Absolutely.
First
I was
one.
So mad that it snowed that much on the
I
first.
I know.
Oh.
And nicely enough, coinciding with the lighting of the tree. Now, side note. I don't know why we don't have any damn lights downtown right now, but it's a whole different issue. It just seems like we're not ready for Christmas downtown Cedar Rapids.
I think they're waiting for the tree to be lit.
Why?
And then you turn the lights on. I don't know, because everybody else put their tree up early this year, you guys.
Like, if you were on the Merry map downtown Cedar Rapids, you're not allowed to post anything yet. You don't have any lights on. Turn the lights on in downtown Cedar Rapids. Come on, man. Christmas shorts. Tomorrow and Friday are the Knoll Ridge Greenhouse Lights and Blooms event. Both 5 till 8 o'clock, stroll through the decorated tropical greenhouse, enjoy holiday lights, refreshments, shop for winter plant decor and unique holiday gifts. Free admission. Please bring a non-perishable food donation for HACAP.
Lovely.
I live by this greenhouse, and I need to take more time in that park.
Yeah.
And
just
around.
Just experience.
It's
a different world. You walk in those doors and...
We have our own botanical gardens.
Yes.
I just do a very bad job of... patronizing them.
Yeah.
Speaking of lighting of everything in Cedar Rapids, Christmas shorts! City of Cedar Rapids will kick off the holiday season at the 29th annual tree lighting this Saturday the 6th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Tree lighting's at 5:30. I was wrong. I thought the tree was getting moved this week. It's there.
It's already
up,
there.
It's lit. It's not on.
Okay.
But the strings are there. Thank you to the Kraft family of Cedar Rapids for donating a 25-foot Colorado blue spruce.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
I drove by the library yesterday. It's beautiful. It's right there. The lighting is free, family-friendly. They'll have live entertainment, some activities leading up to the countdown of that activity. And that wraps up, for the first time ever, Morning Scramble Christmas Shorts. Creating worldwide awareness for the Rotary's push to end polio starts here in Cedar Rapids. This past fall, Peter Tian of Cedar Rapids, we know the name, he's a pilot and a pilot from New Jersey, flew across the Atlantic for 37 days in a single engine plane to raise $1 million for the Rotary Foundation. Tian says as long as polio cases continue to pop up around the globe, he will take to the sky to continue to raise money to eradicate polio. Over the past 40 years, Rotary, as an international organization, has helped immunize more than 2.5 billion children against polio in 122 countries. There are still some countries on the globe where it is still an issue. So that money still needs to be raised. And look at that. Cedar Rapids' very own Peter Tien leading the charge.
Very cool.
$1 million raise. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
I've got an engagement to tell you about.
Who?
After 4 years of dating, Miley Cyrus is engaged to her now fiance, Max Morando.
Congratulations.
She did a song for the new Avatar movie, Avatar Fire and Ash. So she was walking the red carpet at the premiere for the movie, and they noticed that she had a ring on that finger. And after a day, you know, you reach out to her people, and her people confirmed that they are, in fact, engaged.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a bespoke Jacquie.
Is that the designer of the ring?
Designer of the ring.
Okay.
Cushion cut stone, 14 karat yellow gold.
14 karat yellow gold?
Uh-huh. It's a very unique design.
How big's the diamond?
It looks like,
I mean,
pretty big. It's pretty, pretty.
Like, Iowans understand like the size of hail.
Yeah.
So it's not quite a softball. Oh,
so to me, it looks like my dad's like college ring, you know, like a Jostens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, beveled.
It's like, it looks more like a men's cut.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not a jewelry person, but it's thick. Like it's a thick band, big old diamond set in the gold.
Nice.
It's a nice ring.
You're not going to lose that thing.
No. And not to drag up any old drama or anything, but when Miley Cyrus was engaged to Liam Hemsworth, her ex,
yes,
she actually revealed that she hated the engagement ring that he had given her. So I hope that she likes this one a lot more. They seem to get along. She and her new fiance, Max, met on a blind date. Well, it was blind for her. He knew who she was.
Sure. Yeah. But, not very blind that way.
Yeah. But then they met, they really got along. They started working together professionally. He actually helped her most recent albums, Endless Summer Vacation and Something Beautiful. He helped produce those. He's a little bit younger. He's about 6 years younger than she is.
Okay.
But they're both, Scorpios. So that's good.
Sure, if you say so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said that he's good for her. So congratulations to the two of them. Bad news. We just had the good news that Dave Coulier beat his blood cancer battle, but now he's got a new battle ahead of him. He shared news on the Today Show that now he has tongue cancer.
That's a thing?
Apparently. During a routine scan, you know, got to make sure you're staying healthy. It turns out that he has a little of this P16 carcinoma at the base of his tongue. And he asked the doctors if it was related to his lymphoma. And they said it was totally unrelated.
Wow.
Just super unlucky that he happens to have both kinds of cancers.
And that comes from smoking?
I don't know. But he's really hoping he's positive, I guess. He hopes that he's going to beat this one too. He beat the last one. So all the best to him.
Sometimes genes are just predisposed. Right?
Can be,
to
yeah.
Crappy stuff.
I know. Too bad. Okay. It's not out until tomorrow, but Masterclass is launching a class on business with Kim Kardashian.
And business!
Like her or not, she knows a thing or two about
business.
And I'm going to give you a sneak peek on what you can learn, okay? I have to assume if it's the Ten Commandments, she's got these written in stone. Okay, here's what you're going to learn.
She came down from the Hollywood sign.
Ah, from the Hollywood Hills.
With two plastic tablets.
Commandment number one.
Commandment.
You are the product.
Not what I'm selling?
You are the product.
I'll buy that. Okay.
Commandment number two.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
They prove it, you perfect it. I don't know what that one means.
I like it a lot. It's what Apple does all the time.
Okay.
They wait for other companies to like, there's a need in the market. And then Apple's like, you're right. And we'll make it better.
Okay. We did.
So that's good too.
Okay. Number three, define yourself before others do.
That's good business.
Yeah.
So far, it sounds like I'm selling myself.
Very self-helpy.
Yes.
Number four, don't follow the feed. Be the feed. Number five, turn failure into strategy.
Okay.
Number six, your customer is your co-founder?
Oh, I like that one a lot.
I like that too. Number 7, culture sets the time.
The time?
The time.
Not the tone.
The time.
I'm going to have to watch the masterclass.
You're going to have to watch
for
the
clarification
time.
There.
Number 8, know your worth, then add tax. Oh! Sassy, I love it. Number 9, empires are built before dawn. That's going to be like wake up early.
Yeah.
Number 10?
Yeah.
Because I said so.
I buy about 6.5 of those. Much like I also approach the real commandments.
You know, so that's, you know, I get the gist of them, but only about 6 of them work for me.
I apply my life to about 6 real commandments and 6 Kimmandments.
Kimmandments.
Yes.
You know, as long as some of them help you. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
And listen, it takes a village, and the Morning Scramble is here for you.
It takes a radio station to raise a child.
Yes, it does. firmly believe that.
Yeah.
If you ever have an issue where you're like, oh, this is interesting. As a parent, I've never dealt with this before. Could use a little advice. Could use a little help. Just email us the situation, scramble@kzia.com. That is what Kat has done. Here's one for your momtroversy file, she writes. My mother-in-law asked my 10-year-old son what he wanted for Christmas. His answer? A pillow. Totally tracks. The kid is simple, loves anything comfy and cozy. Apparently, that wasn't an acceptable answer. She offered to take him shopping instead, but he's a homebody through and through, and he politely declined. Round 2. She says his favorite uncle can come along. Still a no from the kid.
I'm going to sweeten the deal.
Then she goes for the grand finale. She will buy him a PlayStation or Xbox if he goes shopping with her. But the gaming system has to stay at her house.
You know what I've realized at this point? And you've told me this story now 3 times. The gaming system is not replacing the pillow.
No.
The gaming system is just a means to get you to
get
something
to, something else better than a pillow.
That is not a pillow.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't consider that.
This is just leverage, friends.
Wow.
Just to get a little bit of background information, they don't live far, but my mother-in-law is an intense woman to spend an afternoon with. He didn't officially accept or decline this offer, but I think as parents, it's time for us to. A little more context. He's the first grandchild, the only grandson. He does have younger sisters. But tell me this. Is it a gift if it can't leave grandma's house? Or is it just an expensive bribe with visitation rights?
It's a great question, Kat. Thank you for emailing us.
It's a very good question. And we've all had some thoughts on this.
And the best part about this is we're getting thoughts from parents and from grandparents.
I'm a grandma, and I think you guys are all looking at this the wrong way. I think it's fair for grandmas to have toys for the kids at their house so they don't have to be bringing back and forth, just like with clothes, extra stuff, in case anything. So I don't think it's a gift for the child. Let's say if I pass away, of course the kid's going to stay with it. He's going to take it home with him. But while he's at my house, he has toys or games to play with.
It's a matter of convenience because it's staying at your place and the child's going between both locations.
Correct.
Okay, that's fair.
That's how this grandma looks at it.
Just have to frame it differently. Give us a little insight into the grandma brain. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I don't think anybody's denying that.
No, like grandma's not coming from a bad, she maybe is approaching the situation in a different way.
And I look at it when I look at Shannon's mom and her 2 grandkids, she has activities at her condo that stay there, which does, it's kind of a magnet. We had a caller yesterday. It's kind of an amenity of the house. People want to come over because you have the thing.
Yeah.
It's being presented, though, I think, as a gift, or it's being presented more as a bribe. And I think that's where we're having a little bit of an issue.
Should you? Yeah. It maybe that icky feeling she's getting is like you're trying to get my kid to do something and you're using something like a carrot to get them to do it. It just feels a little like, oh, maybe that's not the right way to go about getting action from the kid.
Caller, what do you think today for our momtroversy?
No, it sounds like a bribe.
That's what I think too.
And it kind of goes into the whole thought process too. You're trying to raise a child who's going to be the best version of themselves. So now you're entering into bribing into compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's another issue with that as well, because then you're kind of teaching them a different lesson that isn't necessarily a positive one, especially this time of year.
So what would your advice be for the mom in this situation? Would you have a conversation then, adult to adult? Would you get the child involved in this? What would you do?
I think it needs to be an adult-to-adult conversation, especially if you're having to extend to the point that you're having to go to that level of bribery. Then I feel like maybe grandma just needs to kind of buck it up and go with the pillow and kind of honor what the kid is requesting. If she's requesting a gift idea, sometimes it's not always what we expect it to be, but we have to kind of honor what the child is presenting. Otherwise, you're giving or more or less taking away their voice.
Fair, that's a fair point, too.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Great analysis on all levels. Thank you so much for calling in from Momtroversy. Thanks. Bye. If she writes a parenting book, I'm buying the entire series.
That was real talk,
Yes.
I kind of lost that point of you are denying the child's voice by not getting, you asked him what he wanted. He said he wanted a pillow, and you saying, no, that's not a Christmas gift. No, that's not a good enough gift. You're
kind of saying no twice.
Yeah.
I'm not getting you a pillow. You have to shop with me to pick something different or better. And by the way, I'm giving you something else, which is also something you didn't ask for.
Yeah. It's
tricky.
Very tricky situation. And now I feel like we do probably need to have an adult-to-adult conversation.
Taking all opinions on this, this is why we do Momtroversy. Love having these conversations. The phone line is still open at 200-1029. What do you think for today's Momtroversy?
I think that it's great. I mean, when my parents buy gifts that stay at their house, it's less stuff that I have to haul over there to keep my kids entertained. So
true. Maybe look at it as a positive because you don't have to come up with rules about the gaming system. It doesn't even live at your house.
Yeah, it's just theirs. I send them over there. They can do what they want with it. I don't have to think about ways to entertain them.
Is there any part of this story, though, that bugs you that it only seemed to come up because the kid didn't want to hang out with grandma?
Oh, yeah. But it's good. Then it gets the kid over there and excited to go over there at least. And then maybe they'll do other things like make cookies or have conversation.
It opens the door to possibility.
We all understand that grandma acted out of a moment of desperation.
A little bit. Grandma wanted to spend a little more time with her grandson.
Is it a crime?
Yeah.
Lock her up then.
Is it a crime to love too much? Thank you for the phone call.
Lure the kid over and then...
Lure the kid over. Wait, this usually ends with them in an oven.
Wait a second.
That's Hansel and Gretel. A different story. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Really do appreciate all of the phone calls. I haven't even had a chance to look at the answers on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
We've been so busy with all... It's a complex issue, so there's lots of different takes and lots of different answers and ways to approach this.
This is why we do Momtroversy. If you ever have an issue that you would like us to bring up, we can do it as anonymous as you'd like. You can always reach out, scramble@kzia.com. You can also call and ask us to work on a Momtroversy and... We'll do our best to get that on as soon as we can. But tackling listener Kat's Momtroversy this morning.
Yeah, she had an issue. Her 10-year-old son, his Christmas list was a pillow. And grandma didn't love that. So she's like, no, we're not doing a pillow. I want to take you shopping. But he didn't want to go shopping. So to get him to go shopping, she sweetened the deal. You can take your favorite uncle. No. Then she said, I will get a PlayStation or an Xbox at my house if you go shopping with me.
Now will you get in the van?
It has to stay at her house. They don't live far, but is that a gift? Mom's question is like, is this just bribery or is that a gift?
And is that replacing the pillow or is the pillow still another?
The pillow's off the table in grandma's eyes.
Momtroversy, is it a gift if the gift has to stay at grandma's house?
So I think that I don't know that it's 100% okay to say I could get you a gift, but you have to leave it at my house. But I think that what grandma maybe is doing is trying to find a way to make her house more appealing so that the grandkid will spend time there. Even if she's not like doing something with them, sometimes having the grandkids there playing and having a good time just fills that void that sometimes grandparents have.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
So it's like
I'm kind of on both sides. I'm like...
You could see both sides. Yeah. And I think we're focused so much on the fact that it's like a gaming system. What we're not talking about is she's making efforts to hang out with the grandson.
She wants to spend time with him. And that's a good, at the end of the day, it's a good motivation, right?
That's a great point. Yeah. Hey, thanks for seeing both sides of that. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for holding. What are your thoughts on today's Momtroversy?
Well, I think technically it is a gift. But the key question is, how often does the young one come to grandma's house? and would be able to use it.
Interesting enough, we just talked to somebody right before you that it sounds like really, though it is a high dollar item, it's really more of an appeal to get the grandson to come over more, right?
Bottom line, they want to spend time with you.
That could be correct.
Yeah, and you can't fault somebody for that.
No, and I believe they do live close to each other, so that's a good thing. He would be able to get some use out of it.
But that you bring up a good point. It's a gift. We're asking the strings attached question, but also how much is it going to get used anyway? Great, great way to look at it. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. We live in a smart community.
Yes, we do.
Very wise people surround us.
Absolutely, which is, I'm glad that we have a lot of different approaches to this because we've had grandparents actually calling in with their two cents, which has also given me kind of the thought that I think when mom sent us this Momtroversy, she's hot. She's a little angry about the situation. But maybe if you kind of approach grandma with a little bit more compassion, because bottom line, everybody is saying that grandma just wants to spend time with the kid, even though her method of how she's going about doing it is maybe a little suspect.
I do think a conversation still needs to take place.
Yeah.
Right. Between mom and mother-in-law.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I don't know if the game system even gets purchased or not. Right.
I don't know if it's
It seems
necessary.
Like it's a means to get you to the conversation.
Yeah.
But really, we've been talking about this pillow. If what we're not talking
what
about.
What about the pillow?
I personally think that grandma just needs to be honest about her feelings and tell the kid, hey, I'm going to go ahead and buy this game system for my house because I'd really like to spend more time with you because I miss you and I want to be able to hang out with you. And then buy the kid the pillow he wants and add extra to it if that's not enough and not good enough as a gift.
Surprise and delight. Spend a little time with him. Find out what he wants.
You just solved it in 20 seconds.
Wow.
That's a great approach. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9. Time to hear another message on the Morning Scramble Santa line. Presented by Hurtina Stocker Jewelers.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Santa here, taking a break from shining the sleigh to answer more messages on the Morning Scramble Santa line.
Hi, my name is Naya, and I want baby dolls and a springboard and a work desk and a toy phone.
Hi, my name is Layla. I want a vanity, Uggs, a springboard, and squishmallows for Christmas. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Hello to you both, Nora and Layla. It's so very nice to hear from you. First off, I wish you both a very Merry Christmas. It's such a happy time of year, and you both are so excited for the holidays. I want to thank you for your Christmas wish list, and you made it easy on dear old Santa with a few identical items. The elves will appreciate that. It's always easier to make two of something. Thanks for giving me so many ideas. I'll see to it you both have very special Christmas mornings. Gee whiz, I love answering these messages every year. Keep them coming, please. I'm off to the workshop. We've got a backup on the Laboo-Boo line. I'm coming. Hold your reindeer.
Creating holiday magic for families across the corridor. It's the Morning Scramble Santa line. Presented by Hurtina & Stocker Jewelers. Z102.9. This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9. Time to head north. Way north. It's the Morning Scramble Santa line. Presented by Hurtina & Stocker Jewelers.
I never take time away from my milk and cookies break. Unless it's for the Morning Scramble Santa line. Let's hear our first message.
Hi, Santa. Woody and Buzz Lightyear and Rex for Christmas. I love you.
Dear Luca, what a wonderful holiday wish list. Toy Story toys. Woody, Buzz, and Rex are some of my very best friends, and they'll be playing in your room in no time. I'm sure they'll love living in your house, and I can't wait to hear about all the fun adventures you'll have. Let's hear our next message, please.
Dear Santa, my name is Veda, and I'm 7.5 years old. I would like a Squishmallow, Fake Nails, Stanley, Nintendo Switch 2, and earrings for Christmas. I'm wondering if I'm on the nice list or a naughty list. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Veda. I know you've been waiting all year to send me this message. My, how you've grown, and your wish list has too. Thanks for giving me so many options. Now, if you must ask if you're on the naughty or nice list, well, which one do you think it is? Your mom and I have been talking, and I think you've got a good shot at the nice list. Just be extra, extra good now through Christmas, okay? All right, everyone. Back to work here at the North Pole. Lots to do, and time is running out. Be good, everyone, for goodness sake. And I'll be back soon with more messages.
Give Kris Kringle a jingle with the Morning Scramble Santa line. Record your little one's message now on the Z102.9 app.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.